Time now for a check on sports of sorts. Well, yesterday was an interesting day in the NFL. Now, the Giants lost. They got crushed by the Eagles. Obviously, season ticket holders, before the season began, didn't think much of the Giants. And Philadelphia Eagles fans bought up so many tickets. They were almost like the home team. But here's my take on the Giants. I'm still happy. They're 7-5-1. They are playing better than they have. They're beating teams they're meant to beat. And they're losing to teams that they should lose to. The Giants probably have one of the worst rosters in the NFL. The Giants have a lot of injuries. And they're still 7-5-1. And whatever happens this season, we're heading in the right direction. You know, some fans say, well, you know, they hit their peak. No, they're going to, even with all the problems they have, they'll win the games that they should win. And when you come up against a good team, a playoff team, just can't do it. Don't have all the personnel in place. And if you don't have all the personnel in place, you can't go up against the Cowboys. You can't go up against the Eagles. You can't go up against San Francisco. You can't. You just can't. You don't have the wherewithal. So, I mean, Giant fans, don't get so upset. Look at this. You're 7-5-1. I mean, I don't know what you want from a new coach that steps into a situation that's that bad. We'll get to the Jets in just a moment. In Sunday Night Football, the Dolphins improved to, Dolphins fell to 8-5 as the Chargers beat them 23-17. Tom Brady, he should have stayed retired. The 49ers just walked the Buccaneers 35-0. I don't think Tom Brady has ever lost a game 35-0. Seahawks lost to the Panthers 30-24. The Chiefs over the Broncos 34-28. The Jaguars beat the Titans 36-22. The Patriots will play tonight at 8:15 against the Cardinals. The Eagles, of course, just crushed the Giants 48-22, which is terrible. Cowboys came from behind in the last second to beat the Texans 27-23. The Bills over the Jets 20-12. Ravens over the Steelers 16-14. The Browns fell to the Bengals 23-10. The Lions, they're playing great football. 5 wins in a row now, 34-23 over the Vikings. And the Rams beat the Raiders, of course, on Thursday. So that's what the NFL looks like. What can you say? Yeah. What can you say? Just remember, last year, okay, the Giants are now 7-5-1. Last year, the Giants were 4-13. The year before that, the Giants were 6-10. The year before that, the Giants were 5-11. I mean, I can go back and back and back and back and back. They're having a much, much better year with a lousy roster. And you have to look at it that way. There's no other way to look at it. All right. In the National Hockey League yesterday, the Bruins over the Golden Knights 3-1. I don't see any other local teams that played yesterday. Let me scan a little further. New. Coming up today, the Rangers take on the Devils. All right, let's go to the NBA. See what happened there last night. The Knicks beat the Kings 112-99. Let's go for the Knicks. Holy smokes. they're the only team that played in action. You know, let's take a look and see what the Knicks' record is now. Well, hey, they're in the final playoff spot. The Knicks are 14-13. So as of right now, they'd qualify for the playoffs. That's a surprise. All right. I guess we can take a look at the NCAA. Top 20 teams that played yesterday. Iowa State over McKenzie State, 77-40. Number 7 Maryland over number 7 Tennessee over Maryland, 56-53. Number 21 Creighton lost to BYU, 83-80. So that's what we have there. And just to take a glance at baseball, boy, the Mets are just adding people left and right. Pitchers. We're waiting on the Yankees. They're looking for a center fielder and a pitcher. We'll see how they do in the Rowden sweepstakes. Right now, if I would say there's a winner of the offseason, it's the Mets. A lot of good picks. A lot of good additions to the team. I mean, they're an old team now. They're not young. Their pitching staff has got some great names on them, but they're a little old. But, you know, what can you say? All right? Not much. What else? That's about it in sports, really. Not much else. So that's our check on sports. Thank you for joining us for that.